Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Saturdays with Jenny.
So now let's go to Tinashe Madoka, who used to be a sommelier. That's when I first met you
yeah.
down in Cape Town when you were sommelier. Yeah, you don't need to touch a thing if you're on. And we were judging wines. I remember you were absolutely incredulous
yeah.
at the entries because it was the Diners Club Restaurant Wine List Awards.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you were absolutely incredulous because obviously it was nothing like what you did in Cape Town, because that was hectic with one of the top, well, the top restaurant in the country.
Yes, man. Amazing time in the Test Kitchen. For almost close to 5 years working with the top chef in the world, amazing food, and it was great curating the list as well, and also winning the best wine list service in 2016. Probably one of the career highlights of the Test Kitchen. But yeah, I had an amazing time there.
I wonder if it would be possible to get a copy of that wine list, because I'm sure the wines that you put together, I mean, we could possibly still buy, because they don't go out of, you know, favor that quickly.
Yes, exactly. Now, I have to say it was a compact wine list, but more so the wine and food program I ran there. You know, at a point I would run 16 different wines
wow.
on a tasting menu. So.
Wow.
And different flavors, different combinations, which like really wowed guests.
But we're in a different place now, aren't we, when it comes to wine and wine lists and restaurants and whatever. Tell us what's happening. Tell us what you're working on at the moment.
Yeah, I think restaurants at the moment, it's pretty much difficult,
mm.
especially if you're looking at a place like Cape Town where it's more international, touristy. I remember when I was at the Test Kitchen, 90% of our guests were tourists. And you still get local diners, but the whole dining experience has changed. The tasting menus long have just reduced.
Mm.
The guest spend is not as big as possible because, you know, people not earning that much. So it's pretty much kind of changed. But like you say, wine is always be there. The wine doesn't go stale. It's still there, but I think the dining culture has changed. Even with the curfews now, people have to rush. It's not much as relaxed as before. But yeah, I left the restaurant floor last year, so I've gone solo now and running my own kind of restaurant wine list, but more digital, and obviously running my own wine brand, Kumusha Wines.
Well, you were telling me that Kumusha Wines are selling in the United States and elsewhere as well. You're selling in Kenya, selling in Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
I mean, have they got any foreign exchange?
Well, they're dealing in US dollars, so it's quite much more welcome. So, yeah, I'm really excited about, especially when I sold the wines in Zimbabwe. You know, I came to Cape Town 2008 just with a backpack and one change of clothes. Now I'm going back to Zimbabwe with a truckload full of Kumusha wines. So, yeah, it's one of my biggest achievements to say. The rest of Africa, the wine is doing well in Kenya. I've signed up Ghana now. So I think I'm on an African renaissance, and that really excites me more than selling the wine in the US or Europe.
Yes, except they've got the numbers in the US.
Yeah, so US has been very much big and grateful. Probably we're in 15 different states and counting at the moment.
Wow, that is huge.
New York, California, Boston.
How did you do that?
Well, I think it's a combination of my time working, you know, in the South African wine industry and meeting people and just making fantastic wines. And South Africa is making, you know, really outstanding wines, but I've always felt maybe it needed a voice and needed a driving force to like really showcase it. And that's what's happening, you know. The wines have been there, but the exposure hasn't been that much. So for me in the US has been a revelation. The wines are well received. And yeah, obviously, I think with the pandemic, it's kind of slowed down.
Mm.
But I have to say the Black Lives Matter movement and Buy Black also helped me in some regards, especially in the United States.
Mm.
And, you know, which is good. I want to sell wine because it's good wine. But, you know, if you taking platforms like that help you to spread the wines, then I take it.
Yes. Now, this thing that you're working on with other people, it's something to do with restaurants and something to do with wine. Just explain that to us.
Yeah, so it's run by an organization in the UK, the thought-provoking organization. They look into future insights. And, you know, restaurants have closed and some were not open, some which closed last year. Mm-hmm. So we're discussing the future of the fine wines and fine dining space in the restaurants itself. Are restaurants still going to be making much more money because of beverage than food? Is the dining culture going to be different as well? So it's a diverse panel. James Tidwell, America. I've got Patrick Eile, also wine food writer in America, and some Italian guests as well. So it's going to be exciting. It's happening on the second Friday. The link is pretty much open to everyone. I think it's, 4 p.m. South African time, 2 p.m. GMT.
Mm-hmm. And what is the link?
Geez, I don't think I have it.
We're just supposed to be talking about it.
Yeah, so it's... Aaron Gob Global.
A-R-O-N.
No, A-R-E. N-I-G-L-O-B-A-L. So you can go to their social media platforms, Instagram or LinkedIn, Facebook. They've
okay.
got the link on their bios.
Okay, we'll just repeat that. All right. So really what you're doing is you're just trying to see if there's a way forward for wine and food to be integrated. And is it going to be these endless courses?
Yeah.
Because I think it's not.
It's not that, definitely.
It's
not.
Just, yeah. I just don't want to do it at the moment. Yeah. You know, it's just something that's happened to me. I want to go and I want to get a lovely starter and a main course, maybe not even a dessert.
Exactly.
I just want simplicity, but I do want wonderful wine.
Yes, and also touching on the role of a sommelier in the restaurant. And, you know, because there's not much guests, so the role might become obsolete. So it's just finding ways of seeing how the role can be still relevant. So I got attention of them because I had kind of, during lockdown, foresaw something like that happening. So me and my old mate sommelier friend, Spencer, who used to work at Burrata, came up with this Salmon Call platform. So our idea was, because we're in lockdown and people are not going into the restaurants that much, but they're still there. The wine drinking person is still there, but I think it's just a way to get to them and not really on a physical restaurant floor. So we called Salmon Call, which is a digital platform, much more mobile friendly, where we set out weekly offers. We go live just to interact like what we used to do in the restaurant. And I remember when I was at a restaurant, the Test Kitchen, I really enjoyed finding those small niche, small producers and introduce
them.
That's
what I love.
Yeah, so the Salmon Call is almost taking that experience, but being on digital, but still giving you that restaurant vibe and the sommelier vibe.
All right, so I want you to write that out for me. So I learn digitally, so just do it up there so I can repeat it properly. So you can still get a sommelier experience using different sommeliers, I presume?
Yes. So at the moment, it's me and Spencer.
Okay.
But as the platform grows, the whole idea is to get all these guys who are sommeliers to kind of come and share information or share their wines as well. And obviously, tastings, maybe small gatherings where these sommeliers can sign up and do these tastings and, you know, try to give them another avenue of earning a living and still keeping the industry going.
And all that knowledge.
Yeah.
You see, I mean, the knowledge that sommeliers have are absolutely phenomenal.
Exactly, but they don't have the platform to say it if the restaurants are closed. So
yes.
We launched in October, so it was conceived during the first lockdown. It's almost 4 months now, and probably February has been our best month ever, and we see it growing big.
So it's SOM on call.
Yes.
SOM, S-O-M-M, on call.
Yes.
So do we access that on Facebook or?
Yes, Facebook, Instagram, most on Instagram, LinkedIn. Twitter.
I think it's a fantastic idea.
Yeah.
I really do. So some on call,
yes.
and we'll see you, and you know, lots of people will get to know you, and of course your own wines. I mean, your own wines are. I mean, when I last tasted them, you know, they're lovely. They really are.
Good
and
taste,
I mean, yeah. Just explain to people what kumusha actually means.
So kumusha is a Shona word, which means your home, your roots. or your origins. And, you know, I always feel wine has a sense of place. And we always talk of wine of origins, Stellenbosch, you know, Mosel Valley. But my challenge when I went into the wine world was, you can tell me I have to taste a wine in the Mosel Valley and tell what it is, but I've never been there. But in a sense, I feel also wine of origin can be where the wine is taking you. So I grew up in Zimbabwe, going to the rough family home where you used to pick fruits in the wild. So whenever I was smelling wine, it was just taking me back there. So I said, if the wine is taking me back home, I must just call it Kumusha.
Do you know, I think it's lovely, and I think it's quite emotional for many people, I'm sure. But I had a conversation a couple of weeks back, right at this time of the day, with Eugene Joubert.
Yes.
And what he did is he got a whole lot of fruit, and say he was talking about a Sauvignon Blanc. Well, he would have crisp apples and whatever. And he said, you don't need to think deeply about what is in that wine. Take a mouthful of that apple and whatever else, gooseberries or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And actually, you are tasting a Sauvignon Blanc.
Yes, yes.
I thought it was so clever.
Yes, so clever. I think it's quite challenging to someone to pick up all those flavors, but I always feel... you know, wine is about memory and sense. So if you've never ate so much apples, it's going to be difficult for you to pick up the apples in the wine. So I always smell it whenever I go to a fruit section, that's for curiosity's sake, and just get those flavors to be embedded in
the
memory.
To talk to you. Yeah. Yes, exactly that. Yeah. And it is. I mean, it's one of the most evocative memories you can have. Tanashi, I think this sounds absolutely fantastic. I'd be very interested to see what comes out of this conference.
Awesome, Jenny.
And I'm sure that you'll let me know. But please remember, SOMM on call, S-O-M-M on call. And you're just going to pick up knowledge as you go along, but you're also going to have fun, because that's the whole thing about drinking wine, and a little bit about the history, and that's part of the fun of wine.
Exactly.
Tanashi Namadoka, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you so much, Jenny.
Saturdays with Jenny, every Saturday from 9 to 11 a.m. on Kaya FM 95.9. Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.